Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. Would you agree with me that if you kept watering dead plants, the only life you were going to see was in an increased water bill? You weren't going to bring more greenery into your life. Well, it can be the same way with us internally. We continue to pour in to certain goals and projects and dreams, and we don't ever really see any growth because they were based on the values that was important and significant to someone else. It was our family's legacy that was going to live on through us because we took on who we needed to be in order for them to be okay, not based on our unique brilliance. I'll give you an example of this. Every time I train someone to become a certified hypnotist, because I'm also an instructor, one of the things that they're required to do is to work with at least one client at no charge. It's the way they give back to the community, whether their training is in person or it's virtual. And so one of my students over the spring was giving one of those sessions, a no-charge session, to a young man whose parent thought that he just wasn't living up to his potential. And so she was saying that the student, that as she's working with this young man in hypnosis, she can see him becoming very relaxed and at ease and maybe accepting some of the suggestions. His body language was just very open. And then the father came back, and in the reception area, he and I started having a conversation. And as soon as he could hear his father's voice, you could see his body becoming very rigid and stiff, and any suggestions that were being given to him were bouncing off that surface. He wasn't going to let anything in. Well, that's because the suggestions, the session itself, was based on what his father needed him to be, not based on what he decided to value. So there are six values. We have certainty. But certainty can show up one of two ways. It can either show up in pain or progress. The painful side of certainty says safety, that we have to be dependent upon other people, places, and things to be okay, or they need to be dependent on us. What we really want is security. If it is to be, it is up to me. We discover our dreams and our goals based on what we want to have in life, not abandoning ourselves to make life okay for somebody else. Then after that is variety. This is where we discover and reveal all the different emotional states. We get to try them out and see if they're a fit for us. Now, that can show up through drama, crisis, chaos, and confusion. If you have a lot of drama in your life or confusion, it is simply because you weren't allowed to discover what emotions and feelings were a fit for you. You were responsible for someone else and their emotional management. What you really want is freedom, freedom of expression, which means that you can try something on and then go, well, you know what? I decided that wasn't a good fit for me. And then you get to move on to something else. Then the next level is the level of worthiness. Now, we can get our worthiness by becoming the martyr for someone else and having to sacrifice ourselves for their well-being.
Yeah, my mom was the poster child for that. Thanks, Mom. Both her and I have gotten healthier over the years in this area because what you really want is significance. Significance is when you bring your brilliance to a relationship, the other person brings theirs, and then together you create something even more beautiful than what you could on your own. I was talking to a potential client the other day who was talking about how she was having to carry the load in her family for her kids as well as her significant other. And I said, well, that's one of the challenges right there is that you need a man who's going to be faithful to you 100% in all areas. And she was so taken aback. What? What? It's not like he's out drinking or running around on the town. I said, no, but what he's doing is still as damaging because he's letting you carry all the financial load as well as the load of some of the things that are happening around the house. You need to be able to have conversations with him on that in a way that are productive. And that was pretty much the end of our conversation because she'd been programmed and conditioned to do it all on her own. And for her to get vulnerable in a way where someone else may not step up, and now she's going to have to make decisions on how to move forward on that, that was more than what she was ready to hear. I get that. Okay. So next step up is validation. Now, validation can show up on the painful side as us connecting to others through problems instead of progress. Now, I've worn out my own welcome with some of my friends by bitching, moaning, whining, complaining way too much about something. And I hit that threshold. They can come to me and go, you know what? This is not the brilliant you. I hear you. And you need to be able to take those issues to your own mentor, your own coach, because I can't, as your friend, I can't do anything with this. Oh, my wake up call. Oh, wait. I was slipping back into old ways of being. And each level encompasses the levels below. So when I've connected with people through painful problems, I talk about how I need to be the martyr. There's a lot of drama, crisis, chaos, and confusion. And I will rely on other people to make me okay. Instead of saying, oh, I need to take responsibility, not for what's been done for me, but what I'm going to do with it. I'm finding the freedom in expression. I'm finding ways to bring myself out that are significant, and I'm going to connect through love. So when I do take it to my mentor, when I do take the wounded parts of me and say, assist me with this, it's always so I can discover another level of love within myself. Now, out of the core four, that's the first four. You need to be firing off of those if you physically want to manifest. You physically manifest your health, your wealth, your relationships, your career. It's through those core four. There are two other levels. There is the level of growth, and then there's the level of leadership. And those will allow us to be fulfilled, but there are way too many people that are walking around fulfilled, and yet they don't have a pot to piss in. They're walking around fulfilled because they're making it about other people, but they don't have the type of life that we want to mirror. What about you? What needs to happen in your own life to where you are pouring into something that is actually going to give you the rapid results that you can see right away? It's time to prune the dead wood out of your life and decide what you choose to value. Because when you focus on that, you're not going to be always looking for the win. You're going to be looking for the life the legacy you want to live right now. Legacy is not what you leave when you die. Legacy is what you live every single day, where others can look at you and go, I want what she has. But to do that, you have to start discovering what is valuable about you that is ready to be watered. 1-636-699-7791. Or you can go to dawnlandrum.com. I'm ready. Are you? Becoming a healingpreneur. Could that be you? It's not just a career. It is a calling to help people peel back the layers so they can move into progress of their brilliance and their magnificence. If this could potentially be you, then I want to let you know I am offering you the ability to train with me privately at the group investment. I only have room right now for one person to be able to do this over the summer. We're going to take a look at our schedules, and we're going to fit training to where it's a good fit for you, as well as what I have open. And you can take up to 3 months, not only to train, but up to 3 months to take care of your investment. But again, I only have an opening for one. Why is this? Because my trainings that I do, even on the advanced side, are a little bit lighter over the summer. So it creates space, and that might be a space and a place that is waiting for you. So this is what I'd like you to do. Go to dawnlandrum.com, click on the tab, become a certified hypnotist, see everything that is offered there. Again, it is at the group rate that you will be training with me privately. And then reach out to me. There's going to be a button that shows up on the bottom where we can have a phone call. And let's make sure that this and myself are the right fit for you. So, healingpreneur, is that your calling?